This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Boker Tov. Our media is dominated not only by the headlines that we're going to talk about a little later, but also, of course, by stories coming out from the tunnels of Gaza, being told by those hostages who've been released. And whereas yesterday I mentioned that Or Levy had come out of Gaza to be reunited with his son after his partner was killed at Nova. And I said that he actually knew that she'd been killed at Nova when he was kidnapped into Gaza. It turns out that that's not quite correct, that he only discovered that she was killed when he returned home. He thought that he was going to be returning to see her and his son Almog. But as it turns out, His partner, unfortunately, was killed, I'm guessing, soon after he was kidnapped at Nova. And so he's come back to be a single dad to Almog, who's 3 years old. And that kind of is the way in which things are rolling at the moment. That is the atmosphere that we find ourselves in at the moment. It's a combination of happiness that people are returning finally, being freed alive, but also a huge amount of sorrow at the harrowing experience that they need to confront when they return home to find what their new reality is, to find that we've been at war for the last 16 months and what the impact of that war has been, not only on their own personal situation, but indeed nationally on their community and on Israel in general. And one of the things that we have to brace ourselves for is assuming that we manage to get to the next stages of hostage releases, and we'll talk about that in a moment, the fact that some of the hostages who will be released will unfortunately not be alive. And so whereas our emotions and our reaction was extreme when we saw the emaciated state of the three hostages who returned on Saturday, the reality is at least they were walking and they're still alive, even though their eyes are really gaunt. And of course, their physical appearance is extremely concerning. But that's not the worst, unfortunately. There's more to come. And what's more to come is coffins, that people are going to be returned to us in coffins. And even though we demand that the dead be returned and that we repatriate all of those who have been taken into Gaza, whether dead or alive, and we say it quite easily, the moment that we see those coffins being returned, our emotions will really be all over the place. So we really have to brace ourselves for that.
Anthony, it's a tool by Hamas. How does Israel cope? Because I'm quite sure that I'm not the only person to think of that. So how does Israel brace itself and know that this is a tool of Hamas and the cruelty? They will go to the ends of the earth to be cruel to Jews.
Well, of course they will, and we know that. And we can talk a little bit about the events yesterday, because that's really just an extension of this cruelty and using every possible lever that they have in their possession, every possible thing that they're able to do to cause us any anxiety, to cause us any national concern or sorrow, or to cause individuals any suffering, will of course be exercised by them. And they know that, and they know what our response is, and they look for our response. That's really why they do it. because they know that we care. If we didn't care about the state of our citizens, of our hostages, if we didn't care about the return of those who've been killed, then they wouldn't be using those as levers against us, and we know that. But the question is, do we become like them, or do we somehow retain our own humanity? And I am not sorry that we react in this way, because I think that it's only human. And I think the moment we lose our humanity, we kind of become like them. And I don't think that that's where we want to go. So
I think, you're right, Anthony. I think you're 100% right. I mean, we cannot afford to become like them. You know, shouting, we worship death. Well, that will never be us. That is not the Jewish way. Jews represent life. Chai is life. That's what we do, right?
Sure. And we do it loudly and proudly.
It's in our DNA. That's who we are.
For better and for worse. I mean, it's our strength, but at the moment it's being used against us as a weakness. And so we have to confront that reality. And I don't think that we're going to change it all. But we just have to understand that that is the reality, and we have to be ready to respond accordingly, because we know how that's going to be used against us.
Yeah. Okay, so Hamas announced yesterday that they're going to delay the next stage of the return of the hostages. Why? Why are they delaying?
Well, they claim that Israel had not abided by all of the terms of the agreement that was reached in terms of the release of their prisoners, that there were delays in the release of their prisoners. When we say delays, I mean the delays may have occurred, but we're talking about maybe some minutes or hours rather than delays of days or weeks. I mean, their prisoners were returned the moment we understood that our hostages were in safe hands. There was a message sent out for the release of their prisoners. There was one instance where buses carrying prisoners to freedom from Israeli prisoners were returned back to the prison. And that was when our three soldiers were released, and they were hustled and bustled and were in that crowd that was pushing them around, and they really feared for their own personal safety. And the prime minister said, we're not going to accept that method of releasing our hostages. That's not acceptable to us. And he demanded that the prisoner buses be returned back to the prison. But within an hour or so, the buses had then been released from the prison and they were on their way to freedom. So it was kind of just exercising a muscle to show that certain things are not acceptable, and we have to reach for whatever we can in order to exercise our rights and to exercise the safety, security, and the dignity of our hostages as much as possible. And when we see those scenes on international TV screens, then obviously there is going to be a reaction of some sort. So that's what happened. So Hamas claimed that there were delays in releasing their prisoners. They also claim that the aid coming into the Gaza Strip has not quite been at the level that had been agreed by Israel as part of the hostage release agreement. And therefore, yesterday, they announced that the next stage of the hostage release due to take place this coming Shabbat is delayed.
It actually makes me feel faint. Do you know that? I feel faint having this discussion with you, Anthony.
Well, I mean, and they know exactly what our response is, because they know that the hostage families are on edge. They're absolutely on edge, because having seen the release of those hostages have come out of those tunnels, and having heard their stories, and having even heard firsthand reports about some of their loved ones who still remain in Gaza and who are in particularly bad shape, according to firsthand witness accounts, the hostage families just want their members of their family to come home, to be treated, to be fed, to be clothed, to be treated with dignity. They just want them to come home sooner rather than later. And even the delay of 1 or 2 hours could potentially mean life or death for some of these hostages, according to the reports that we've heard about the way that they're being held in those tunnels in Gaza. So, of course, Hamas knows this, and they know that the information will have come out with the hostages who've been released, and they know exactly what the response is going to be. They can predict that down to the last T. They know exactly, they can predict exactly what's going to happen, which of course is exactly what happened. Yet the hostage families immediately were up in arms about a possibility of a delay, again blaming the Israeli government for whatever they can blame them for because of the delay, potential delay in the release of their family members. The Minister of Defense immediately instructed the army to go onto full preparedness, onto a full preparation, and all leave was canceled for all soldiers from the Southern Command, and they were all ordered to be on full standby, ready to go into a major military operation in Gaza, to return to a major military operation in Gaza. That was Israel's initial response. Then Hamas wheeled back a little bit and said, well, if Israel is willing to stand by all of its commitments as part of the hostage release deal, then the next stage will go ahead. Of course, by then, we've already heard from President Trump in the US, who weighed in on this particular argument. And he's weighed in a very, very interesting and potentially smart way. And what he again invokes his all hell will break loose statement that he used when he said that all hell would break loose if the hostages weren't released before his inauguration. As things turned out, all hell didn't break loose because an agreement was struck for hostages to be released by the time he was inaugurated. So that particular threat, one could argue, really came to fruition. Now what he's saying is that, not that all hell will break loose if the, he says, he addressed the next stage of the hostage release. And what he said is that all the hostages should be released by 12 noon on this coming Saturday. In other words, the next stage of the hostage release should not just be 3, 4, or 5 hostages. It should be all of them. Otherwise, and then he invokes the term, all hell will break loose. But not that he will cause all hell to break loose, but that all hell should break loose. In other words, he's now putting the responsibility on the Israeli government. He's essentially transferring an expectation to the Israeli government that Israel should cause all hell to break loose if all hostages are not released by 12 noon on Saturday. So this is not his threat. This is the threat that he has effectively transferred to Israel, which I think is a kind of a sort of a dirty trick in a way to make a statement like that in public. If he had said to Prime Minister Netanyahu, I will support you if you cause all hell to break loose, if all hostages are not released, you go out and make the statement that all hell will break loose, I will support you. But effectively what he's done by making the statement yesterday is he set Israel up for something of a failure, because the chances of Israel causing all hell to break loose if all hostages don't come home is fairly slim. And the reason for that is the amount of pressure that's being put on, particularly by the hostage families, who are saying, just tread very carefully wherever you can. And all the time that hostages are coming home, even if it's not all of them in one go, just walk on eggshells, because it could mean that a week later our loved ones will come home, that the next group will come home. All the time that things are moving ahead, don't break what's not broken. I mean, the situation clearly is broken, but at least we've had a few hostage releases, and there's a lot of pressure on the Israeli government not to take any action, nothing that could potentially give Hamas the pretext to stop releasing hostages. And so this whole idea of all hell breaking loose if all the hostages are not released by Saturday, this coming Saturday, is, I think, somewhat problematic coming from the US president. Yeah. It creates an expectation, and it potentially gives Hamas a pretext to say, well, if that's what the US president is saying, we're not going ahead with that because that's not what was agreed. It could potentially break things in so many different places. But of course, as usual, with the situation that we're in right now. It's an hourly kind of event. Every hour something new comes up. What will happen tomorrow or on Saturday is something that we can't predict right now. It's just so volatile and so sensitive that each hour everybody's kind of breathing deeply that nothing has happened in order to break the current situation that we're in. So we will keep watching this, see what happens today and, of course, over the coming days. But, of course, it is my hope that our hostages will continue to be released from Gaza by in one way or another. If they can all come home by Saturday, so much the better. My expectation is that that's unlikely to happen.
Yeah, Anthony, Carol actually weighing in, Carol Z, she says she doesn't believe any of the hostages are still alive. And I'm not sure that I can disagree with her,
We know from her first-hand accounts from those who have been released that there are some who are still alive.
Yeah.
But we also know that they're not in good shape. We know for sure that many of them are not alive. So I don't think we can necessarily take the risk right now to say, oh, they're not alive anymore, therefore we are happy to cause all hell to break loose because we don't have any risk. The moment we know that we don't have any more live hostages left in Gaza, I suspect our behavior may be a little different, but for now, at least, we have to make sure that they come home alive as much as
and
possible.
Hamas also knows that. Mark, listening to you, Anthony, in Australia, he says, good morning. One of the most nauseating things after listening to Anthony's report, especially as an ex-South African, is that the evil ANC leadership in the government support Hamas. And, that's very sobering, actually. All right, Anthony Reich, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much. And just thank you for helping us to navigate. You know, it's not just us.
We're doing our best. It's not simple. We're struggling ourselves.
Yeah, 92,000 people listen to your report every morning from around the world. And thank you very, very much. 2 minutes past eight. I do apologize. Your news is late.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.